morning. An American minister surprised me one day when he announced, "I am rich. I have 10,000 books. I snap my fingers and people drive for me. I have people ready to cook for me any time of the day or night." Then he paused, and with a twinkle in his eye, he explained, "No, I'm not boasting. No, I'm not as rich as you're thinking. But think about it. My books are all in the public library. I don't own them, but I can easily possess them. When I snap my fingers, a taxi picks me up. I don't own the car nor the driver, but I possess them temporarily whenever I want. And the people who cook for me are in restaurants. They cook for you too." You see, folk often don't distinguish between owning and possessing. You do not have to own something to possess it. However, many people are not content just possessing things. They have to go further and own them. Ownership's a bit of an illusion. I, as a minister, live in a lovely manse. I don't own the church house, but I possess it. Other people own their own homes. They have bits of paper and mortgages to prove it. Sadly, I lose the manse when I retire. But they will lose their houses when they die, and some of them will die before I retire. We're all temporary occupiers, tenants of timeshares on earth. Do we ever own anything really? Certainly not for long. We come into the world empty-handed and we go out similarly. So just enjoy what you possess, what you have, without worrying too much about owning it.